Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. This is your radio host of Lift High the Cross radio broadcast, Apostle W.D. Carter, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio Live. And today, praise the Lord, we're going to talk about the message of the gospel itself. We have been talking about the harlot church system and will soon go into some history behind why the Church of Jesus Christ had been caught up into the harlot church system. We're going to talk about the different strategies that the enemy used to infiltrate the body of Christ and create a system that literally dishonors the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But today I want to talk about the gospel in its purity and exactly what it means to every person on the planet. So I ask you to please turn your Bibles to the first chapter of the book of John, the first verse, and we're going to begin there. And it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I'm going to stop right there. Praise the Lord. And I want to focus in on verses, praise God, verses 10, 11, 12 through 14. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world knew, was made by him, and the world knew him not. Jesus came into the world, the world that he had created by his word, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own things, and his own things received him not. But, and this is the part that I want you to understand, praise the Lord, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power, to them gave he the legitimate right, the legal right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And this is an extremely important statement in the Word of God, because it is connected to the new birth experience. It is connected, praise the Lord, to the supernatural experience of repentance. And without the supernatural experience of repentance, you cannot be born again. And so it is extremely important to understand that once you hear the message of the gospel preached, you have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and you receive him by believing the message of the gospel, when you receive him, he gives you, by that all of us are not the children of God. We are all the creation of God, but we are not all the sons of God. And if you want to become a son of the true and the living God, you must believe the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now listen to how the new birth, praise God, is expedited to those who believe the message of the gospel. Hallelujah. He says, praise God, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is why the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is so extremely important in the entire universe, because there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. He says, which were born, those who believe on his name, were born not of blood. And so, praise God, the new birth experience has nothing to do with a biological birth. Praise God, it is not a birth of the flesh, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Everybody, praise God, that receives the message of the gospel and trusts in and relies on and depends on the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is born of God. And so, praise God, you're not only a creation of God, but now God becomes your Father via the new birth experience. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Stop right there and turn your Bible, praise be to the living God, to Romans, the first chapter and the 16th verse. Hallelujah. Paul is now speaking, and he says, praise the Lord, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is of the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. This is a very important piece of scripture. Paul says he's not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The message of the gospel has a supernatural power in it to save, heal, deliver, that is to rescue, recover you, and restore you from the power of the devil and from human depravity, from the power of sin. Glory be to his matchless name. This is why the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, to destroy the power of the devil over humanity. Glory be to God. That's why it is inherent with the power of God to save you. However, praise the Lord, for it, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be effective in your life, you must believe it. You are not required to understand it. Glory be to God. But you are required to believe it. Hallelujah. You are required to put your faith in this message. Glory be to God. And then you will experience the salvation and deliverance of the Lord. He says, praise God, the gospel has the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, glory be to God, and also to the Greek. To the Greek, the word Greek encompasses in this particular context all of humanity. To the Gentile, to every unbeliever, to every person on the planet, the power, the message of the gospel to save you and deliver you from the power of sin. Glory be to God. And look what he says in the 17th verse. He says, for therein, that means in the message of the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, those who are in right standing and in right relationship with God, shall live by faith. Look at that. It says, for therein, in the message of the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed. You need to understand, praise the Lord, that every one of you that hears the message of the gospel and rejects it, glory be to God, you will not ever experience the revelation of the righteousness of God through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bible, praise the Lord. This is exactly what happened to the Jewish people, praise God. They rejected the message of the gospel, and the Bible says, praise the Lord, that they went about, hallelujah, attempting to establish their own righteousness. And that's what each and every one of you does who rejects the message of the gospel. You go about trying to establish your own righteousness before the true and the living God. You try to, make yourself right before God. But I want you to know, praise the Lord, that there is no such power in self-righteousness. You cannot make yourself righteous before God, because God has declared that there is none righteous. No, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that doeth good. They are all together become unprofitable. The only way that you can attain the righteousness of God is to believe the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And this is why the enemy attempts to cloud and destroy and to undermine the message of the gospel, because he is trying to keep you from it. He is trying to keep the effectiveness of the gospel from becoming operational in your life. Glory be to God. Turn your Bible, praise the Lord, to John, the 3rd chapter. We want to look again at the 16th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to listen to that. Grab a hold of what the Lord is saying. The Bible is telling you that God so loved you, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You need to understand, sinner, praise God. You need to understand, those of you that have committed murder, that deal drugs, that do all of the horrible things that humanity does, God loves you, and he loves you to the point that he already gave his Son, Jesus Christ, to sacrifice his life on the cross of Calvary for you, in order to deliver you, to rescue you, to recover you from the ramifications of human depravity, of sin. Glory be to God. And your only requirement is that you believe in the message. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Listen, those of you that hear the message of the gospel from the believers, glory be to God, that you encounter in your life, hallelujah, the report is that every time somebody comes to minister the message to you, you accuse them of condemning you. But you need to understand, praise be to the living God, that when the messenger, when the preacher comes and declares the message of the gospel to you, he does not come to condemn you, because God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn you, but he sent Jesus into the world, hallelujah, that through him you might be saved, you might be rescued, you might be recovered, hallelujah, you might be restored from the ravages of human depravity and the sin in your life, hallelujah. God said, he that believeth on him is not not condemned. See, you have to understand, unbeliever, praise the Lord, that God did not come to condemn you. Hallelujah. But in order for the gospel, the message of the gospel to be effective in your life, you have got to believe it. Glory be to God. You are not required to understand it, but you're simply required to believe what it says, what it is telling you, what it is communicating to you. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, the Christ of glory. Hallelujah. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Hallelujah. You're condemned. Why? Because you have rejected the message of the gospel, and so therefore you have counted yourself unworthy, hallelujah, of the salvation that the message of the gospel, hallelujah, has procured for your life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. And this is the condemnation. This is it defined. Hallelujah. This is what it means to be condemned. Hallelujah. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Listen to that. This is the condemnation. The condemnation that you receive, that you feel based on your rejection of the message of the gospel, hallelujah, is defined as this: that light has came into the world. Light has come into your life. The light of the message of the gospel came into your light, and you, man, you loved the darkness rather than the light. You chose to stay in darkness. Glory be to God. You chose to stay in your sin, hallelujah, rather than receive the light of the message of the gospel. Why? Because your deeds were evil, hallelujah. And the message of the gospel, being the light that it is, will expose to you, hallelujah, the ugly and horror of the human depravity that you have chosen to walk in. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light. That's why you have rejected the message of the gospel, because you hate the light. Glory be to God. You don't want to be told the truth about the ugly and horror of yourself, and neither will you come to the light, lest your deeds should be reproved, lest your deeds should be rebuked, lest your deeds, your evil deeds, should be discovered and revealed to you. Glory be to God. See, this is not about, hallelujah, the light is not exposing the ugly and horror of your human depravity to everybody else. It is exposing it to you. The light of the gospel is exposing the truth about you to you, and you reject it because, praise the Lord, you have chosen to embrace and cleave to and cling to and trust in the darkness that you are walking in your life. Glory be to God. The Bible says, but he that doeth truth, he that practices truth, he that is a practitioner of truth, cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that his deeds may be revealed, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah. And so don't blame the minister that comes to you to minister the message of the gospel. Don't blame him for you feeling condemned. Stop telling people that they are judging you. That's the latest craze that's going around. Don't judge me. Oh, you got to love. You got to love them. The Bible tells you that God. does love you, and he loves you enough to sacrifice his only begotten son on the cross of Calvary for you, to deliver you, to rescue you, to recover you from the ramifications, from the consequences of your sin. And the consequences of your sin is death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is how you can experience the new birth experience. Turn your Bible to chapter 2, and verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That word repent speaks to you developing a totally new and revolutionary attitude about yourself, about the Lord, and about your sin. It means, praise the Lord, that you have looked at yourself in the light of the message of the gospel, and you have realized that you have been a sinner before God and before man. And now your attitude changes about continuing in sin. Now you reject your sinful lifestyle and your sinful attitude, and you begin to understand that God is right and you are wrong. And once you do that, you go and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, and your sins will be remitted. They will be blotted out, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's how you experience the new birth experience. It is not hard. It is extremely simple. You just have to be godly sorry for the lifestyle that you've lived before God and before man, and turn your heart. Your heart must turn from it. Glory be to God. And your heart must turn to God. Hallelujah. In trust and in faith and in dependence upon him. And he will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Praise the Lord, throughout your whole entire existence on earth. Glory be to God. I lost some of my time because the connection was disconnected. Glory be to God. But I've come back into you, into this broadcast, to let you know that I'm going to be continuing, praise God, to preach the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ over Blog Talk Radio. And I pray and I ask you, I petition you, that you share these messages with other people, particularly with the unbeliever. We are also going to go into the history of the church and how it was invaded and how it was tainted by the harlot church system. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. In fact, before I leave off the radio, I would like to pray with some of you. Those of you that believe the message that you have heard, I just ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes and say to the Lord, Lord God, Father God, I come to you in all of the humility that I can muster in my life. And I pray to you right now, I declare to you right now that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in his death, burial, and resurrection for the remission of my sin. And I ask you to come into my life and change my life and give me the gift of the Holy Spirit and deliver me from the ramifications and consequences of human depravity, of the sin that I've walked in all my life. And I declare from my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God has resurrected him from the dead. And I thank you right now for saving me, for forgiving me, for delivering me from my sin. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And bless the Lord.